darkens day into the night. Who calls from the waters? Renews the world in the fall. Strides the height of creation. He is the Lord, the God of hosts by name. He formed the
seven stars that are seen in the skies. They are the seven stars that remain distinct from the other stars in the heaven. And many people over the years have wondered what those stars truly mean. You see, man has the ability to discern deep within him that some of these bodies you see out there are actually speaking of the invisible attributes of God. But today we are discovering that the plates represent the state that God intends every one of us to attain to through the evangel that that we hear from the mouth of His Christ. God wants every man to attain to that stature so that we become like the Pleiades, which are the seven stars that are seen in the heavens. For this reason, the perfect heart, the man that seeks God, will actually have his mind focused on how he can attain to the state of the seven stars. So we have to seek Him. Seek God. We're going to delve into these seven stars today and see how the Lord has furnished a way for us so that we can become partakers, so that we can enter into this place and be among the seven stars. Amos chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wombward and live of righteousness in the earth, seek him that makes the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name." See, seek him that makes the seven stars. The seven stars here talks of the Pleiades. Seek him that makes the seven star and turns the shadow of death into the morning. Seek the Lord and be saved. Seek the Lord, the living God, and you shall live. Seek him that makes the seven stars, the Pleiades. Because if any man is not among the seven stars, he is dead. See, the seven stars represent the resurrected state of the sons of God. It represents those who have transcended all sense of human life and now live solely on account of the Spirit. These are the ones that are alive in Christ Jesus. And we are urged to all focus our attention. Let our minds be turned to seek him that creates the seven stars. So if we do not find ourselves among the seven stars, we are simply like those who lay in their graves dead. Our years upon the earth have no meaning. Praise God. So we must seek the Lord so that we can find our place among the seven stars. Praise God. When the John the Apostle saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, you see this in verse chapter 1, verse 6. He says he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. See it? The right hand of the Lord, in the right hand of the Lord, you had the seven stars, these same seven stars. See, the right hand talks of the place of power. See, it is the place of the blessed of the Lord, of the redeemed of the Lord. When Jesus Christ spoke about, you know, the separation of the sheep from the goat in the last days, he says the goat are taken to the left side, and the sheep, which represent the obedient, are taken to the right side. The left side represents the realm of hell and death. It represents the realm of those who live under the shadow of death, far away from the favor of the Lord. So it is the place where flesh and blood, you know, goats represent flesh and blood, because we know goats represent the rebellious, those who do not succumb to the will of the Lord. And we know that flesh and blood cannot succumb to the will of God. It's impossible. Flesh and blood cannot succumb to the will of God. It cannot be subject to the will of God. See, all that represents humanity. See, but those who obey the voice of Christ, who obey the voice and repent and begin to walk according to truth, are those who are exalted and promoted by the Lord and are shifted to the right-hand side. See, where you have pleasures, where you have joy, where you have the peace, the protection, the knowledge of God in its fullness. Praise God. And I know we all seek to have our place at the right hand of God. That is where we should be seeking, fighting to seek. That's where we should, you know, we should seek day and night to be. Our whole focus and our whole attention has to be there at the right hand of the Lord. That is where our consolation lies. Jesus Christ today, like we know, he's seated at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ has been, you know, the Bible says that he descended. Said he taught in all robbery to be equal, to declare himself equal to the glory of God. But the Bible says he humbled himself to death of the cross, which means death to self, death to that human carnal nature. He humbled himself. See it? And at the end of the day, he was exalted to the right hand of God, where he sits and rules above all principalities and powers, named and unnamed. In likewise manner, we all also have descended, because by the Spirit we are beginning to remember that we all originated from that, from those seven stars, those seven cluster of stars, which are on the right hand of God. We all originated from there, but we descended. We descended into becoming mortals. See, we descended into becoming materially minded creatures. We descended into becoming creatures of vanity. See, but the time has come now to awaken and put on that mind of Christ. See it, and humble ourselves, you know, before the cross. Humble ourselves, our human selves. Humble ourselves. Put down our lives, our human lives. See it, and begin to confess that life that is the life of Christ. See it? That is the way back to the right hand of God. So we are discovering that the way to life is death. The way up is down. The way to glory and honor is humiliation. See, but we must let go of the self. See, if any man is to attain to that place, he must let go. Praise God. the true heart that seeks God comes to the place where he says that on my own I can do nothing. On my own, as a man, I can do nothing. Jesus himself made those confessions. On my own, I, Jesus, born of Mary of Magdalene, Mary and Joseph, can do nothing on my own. See, this was the confession of Jesus throughout the days of his ministry. See, he recognized that in his human state, in flesh and blood form, that he was unable to do anything. Praise God. He says that, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father does. Another place he says, I can of my own do nothing. Praise God. We have to come to the place where we recognize that on our own, we are nobodies. On our own, we can achieve nothing. See, be it in the ministry, in our families, in our daily work as human beings, in our business lives. See, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. So when we recognize that we can do nothing, it dawns on us that we must sit back and begin to seek the living God. Seek him that creates the plates. See, when we enter into the company of the plates, the seven stars, then we can begin to do things. Then we can begin to speak. Because in reality, our self becomes that very self of the eternal God. See, when we enter into that realm, we are made like unto angels. See, Jesus Christ refers to them as the sons of the resurrection. See, before I enter into that, let's quickly go to the book of Revelations. See, all these things are in the Bible. See, but we need time out to sit down and search these things out, meditating on them day and night. And the Lord will enlighten us on our true identities. The Lord will lead us out, because we know the good will of God is to redeem us from the pit. The good will of God is to pull us out of the miry clay, which represents the human, human life that is subject to vanity. He wants to pull us out and cause us to sit back in the, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See it, the psalmist says that he lifts the poor out of the dunghill and causes them to sit with kings. See, the seven stars represent the company of kings that are seated in heavenly places. When you behold the stars in the heavens, you see them majestically seated in the heavens from generation to generations. They are above and not beneath. See, and that's where the Lord wants to lift his sons to, so that they can know true security, power, stability, peace, and the joy of the Lord. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus Christ, who appears here as the Alpha and Omega, explains to us that the seven stars are actually the angels or the messengers of the seven churches. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Praise God. See, John the apostle had just seen this appearance of the Lord upon the island of Patmos. Out of his mouth went forth a two-edged sword. Praise God. His face shone as the sun. The countenance of his face shone as the sun. He had a light garment shining, glittering. He had the seven stars which represent the plates in his right hand. And now he explains to us that those seven stars represent the seven angels of the seven churches. See, all these are allegories. There are no seven physical churches on the earth. It's a spiritual term. Obviously, at that point in time, there were seven churches in Asia and dispersed upon the earth at that point in time. But all these are allegories that God uses. There's only one church. See it? It's just like seeming light. Light is one color, but if you look into light, you see seven colors. Praise God. The seven angels also represent the seven messengers. So it is not seven physical angels. It could be millions, uncountable, billions, trillions of angels that make up that body. That's those seven bodies. Praise God. These are the messengers of God. A messenger is one who does only the will of his master. See, the angel or the messenger has no will of his own. He has no life of his own. See, he can do nothing. All he does is to see, hear, and do what the Lord tells him to do. See, those are those that are living. When you begin to live on account of the living God, it's then that you are living. But when you live on account of yourself, on account of the flesh, you are dead. Praise God. These are the ones that Jesus Christ calls the sons of the resurrection. The angels of the Lord that appear as Christ is unveiled before the nations from generation to generation. In reality, they are the ones who reveal Christ. They are the ones who reveal the glory of God upon the earth. See, unknown to people, Jesus himself is among those seven stars. I'm talking of the man Jesus. Jesus himself transcended his humanity, and during the days of his ministry upon the earth, what you are seeing is a manifestation of a messenger of God. You are seeing a manifestation of a messenger of God from among the plates, from among the seven stars. See, that is what we are seeing upon the earth. See, these are the ones who come to the place where they have no life of their own. See, their will is married to the will of God. Their purpose is married to the purpose of God. See, they have no life of their own, but they live solely on account of God. Praise God, these are the seven stars. Because in reality, the only life that there is the life of the eternal one, which is the I am that I am. That is Christ. And these ones are knitted, are joined in one with that universal I am, which is God, which is Christ. Praise God. The angels, generally, if you see an angel, it does not, the angel does not have an identity. When you see the angel, you simply see the arm of the Lord walking through the angel. See, the angel does not come to gain anything from you. The angel does not come to, you know, to promote itself, its name. See, it does not come to work out something for himself. It simply appears to do what it was sent to do, and it is gone. That is the way we who have the faith ought to walk in these last days. See it, when you begin to seek the Lord, the first thing that occurs to you is that you cannot do anything of your own. See it, your planning for your family life, your pensions. See it, you're trying to work out church ministry. You're trying to, you know, to do something on your own as a man is all in vain. The only thing that a man can do is to sit back and wait on the Lord patiently. He's to seek the Lord daily in his heart. With all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength, with all his might. Praise God. That's why he says that you shall seek me and I shall be found of you. Praise God. This is what God was trying to demonstrate when Moses went out for, you know, into the wilderness. 40 years. See, before he now appears before the I am that I am. When Moses appears before the I am that I am, you see, from that moment onwards, you notice that Moses actually lost his life. He had no life of his own. From that moment onwards, Moses became a servant of the Lord. As he appeared before the Israelites, what you are beholding was a resurrected Moses. What you are beholding, a messenger of God, an angel of God. And in reality, Moses, like the Bible says, Moses appeared as God before the Israelites. Because he has been fused into the life of God. It was the eternal God walking through Moses. We're talking here in allegories, that God is trying to show us a picture of how in losing our lives, we can actually gain his own life. See, and when we walk and live on account of the name of the Lord, we are among the stars of God. Then we can find true delight in the names of the in the name of the Lord. Then we can find true, you know, joy in the name of the Lord. See, how many of us know at times in your humanity, at times it's much of a struggle to please God. It's much of a struggle to kind of do the things that pertain to God. Because in reality, the inner spirit might be willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh does not know God. The flesh cannot please God. The flesh is alien to God. It does not know God. See, that's why you see people are just, they kind of just psych themselves up, push themselves along to call upon the name of the Lord. And there is no true joy, there is no true love for the name of the Lord as long as a man is in the flesh. See it? And when you sense that you don't love the Lord in your heart, you only find yourself in a wilderness situation. you feel that probably you're against God, you don't love God, and that feeling alone is the thing that the devil will use, capitalize on, and torment you day and night. Praise God. See, but when we seek the Lord, when we are united with the Lord, we can truly delight in the name of the Lord. We can truly love the name of the Lord. If you read Isaiah 58, when it talks about the fast, it says when you begin to exercise yourself to wait on the Lord, when you exercise yourself to speak the words of the Lord, when you exercise yourself to walk in the light, you will delight in the name of the Lord. Then you will begin to truly delight in the name of the Lord. Then you will truly begin to love the name of the Lord. See it? So those seven stars know the name of the Lord. They love the name of the Lord. See, they always joy in the presence of the Lord. These are the ones, the Bible says, they know the shout of joy. They live by the countenance. See, that comes from the presence of the Lord. They live by that eternal light, by the glory of the Lord. These are the angels, the sons of God. Hallelujah. The ones that stand among the plagues of God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. In our meditation, we have to recognize. In our meditation, let us remember from where we have fallen. In our meditations, let us remember from where we came from. Praise God. This is the evangel that God is, preaching to us. Hallelujah. God did not just reveal the seven stars at the right hand of Jesus for nothing. He wants us to come back to that place, to be among the seven stars. Praise God. This is what the letter to the church in Ephesus is trying to imply. That God wants us to come back and stand among the seven stars. He wants us to remember. Praise God. That is what the Spirit is doing in us today. It's quickening us. It's causing us to remember. Praise God. Remember. Remember the times when you are the right hand of God. Perfect. Immaculate. When your life was buried in God. Hidden God. When you knew no tribulation. When you knew no pain. When you knew no anger. No bitterness. Oh, praise God. When you walked exactly as Jesus walked. When you stood far above the hates, and the principalities and the powers, the tormenting forces of humanity. Those things were far, 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 far below you, far away from you. Remember, that is what the Lord is doing. He says, I will send my Spirit, and the Spirit will bring a remembrance. Remembrance. Praise God. That's what we need in this hour, remembrance. Oh, hallelujah. Father, quicken us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quicken us. The Lord is speaking to us in the night season. Quicken us. Comfort. Comfort from the miracle. Comfort from the pit. Remember from whence you've fallen. That's the message to the church in Ephesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, write this thing, said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. See it? Praise God. Go down. Because of time, I can't just. Chapter 2, verse 5. Remember from whence thou art fallen. Repent quickly repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent. To him that overcomes, I will give the right to eat of the tree of life that is in the midst of the garden. That's in the midst of paradise. He that has an ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. It calls for remembrance. When you remember, you begin to repent. See, remembrance causes you to become aware of how futile, how unfruitful we are as human beings. See, as human beings, we can be boastful. See, we're high-minded. We're proud, as you know, in our humanity. See, but when you begin to remember, you begin to remember the glory that you had in Christ from the foundation of the world. The unlimited glory with which God, you know, blessed you with in the beginning, you will discover that, you know, that life in the flesh is of no use. Praise God, it's all vanity. See it. Isaiah says, the Lord esteems the world, the nations of the earth, as nothing but a speck of dust. Nothing. Emptiness. See it. Everything that a man lays his hand on is just empty. See, and as long as a man continues in that dimension, he goes from tribulation to tribulation, from pain to pain, from sorrow to sorrow. That's why it says, remember from whence you've fallen. Repent and begin to change your ways. Begin to walk according to the Spirit. See it. Begin to change. Repent. It has got nothing to do with religion. It has got nothing to do with walking up to the altar. It's all about changing your ways from that of man back to that of the Spirit. Begin to walk in the heavenly places. Begin to speak the words of the Spirit. See it. And the words of the Spirit is the words of the Lord. Begin to walk by revelation. Begin to perceive the creation according to the Spirit. Begin to walk in the light. The true light, which is the revelation light, according to the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Remember from whence you've fallen. See, then you will discover yourself back among the seven stars, the plates. In the letter to the church of Ephesus, it's another, you know, this, all these letters are just similar things. They might speak in one way or the other, but at the end of the day, they say the same thing to the church. It's all about, you know, repentance and confirmation. See it. Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. This is the message to the church in Sardis. It says, this thing saith he that has the seven spirits and the seven stars. Praise God. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and thou art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Praise God. See, now we see the same seven stars here. The Lord says, he that has the seven spirits and the seven stars. See, when the Lord speaks like this, you know that they have something to do with each other. Meaning that the seven stars are actually empowered by the seven spirits of God. Which is all talks about the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the mind of Christ. See, if we are to sit in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, if we are to sit in Christ, in the Spirit, we must, by all means, change our thinking. We must receive the Spirit of God. We must walk according to the Spirit of God. See it. And when you walk according to the Spirit of God, you lose your own spirit as a man. That spirit has to let go. You begin to see things the way God sees them. You begin to perceive the creation the way God sees his creation. No more according to the ways of man. Now when you begin to do this, you lose your life. That's your own personal life. Is thrown away. It's dissolved. When you begin to live according to the Spirit. Because you discover God does not recognize any of us according to our human identity. God sees and recognizes us according to the Spirit. So God does not recognize our family members the way we recognize them in our humanity. But he recognizes them according to the Spirit, eternally. See, in likewise manner, we must ascend. Receive God's Spirit and begin to think like God. See it. Walk as God. See it. This is the repentance the Lord is talking about. See, because if we walk according to any other spirit, we are simply dead. That's why it says, strengthen the things which are about to die. When we walk according to the spirit of the man, according to our natural comprehension, it's actually we are succumbing, you know, to the spirit of the devil. That's the spirit of something that is anti-Christ. See it, and we die. Look at it here. It says that be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Remember that death comes in only by receiving from the beast beneath. Now death came into Adam when Adam received from the devil, from the serpent. That is how death was introduced. See, Adam, stop being watchful. To be watchful, you are watchful when you live solely by the Spirit of God. It's a state of alertness in the Spirit. That's watchfulness. If you're not watchful, you are sleeping. You are asleep. See, and when you are asleep, you are not aware of reality. You slip into it from the realm of reality, from the realm of the spirit into the realm of the flesh. But the Bible admonishes us here to strengthen the things which are about to die. Be watchful. You are watchful by staying alert by the Spirit of God. That is the watchfulness God intends us to have in these last days. Watchfulness. always exercising ourselves in the spirit. See, when we go down to begin to fight with family members, begin to get bitter, and get entangled with things in this world, it's simply because we are not watchful. See, that's what it means, we're not watchful. But if we patiently, you know, receive the Spirit of God, the mind of God, and patiently endure, we will see ourselves being exalted, lifted up among the plates. Praise God. These are the ones that will manifest the Lord as the Lord is unveiled in these last days. See, these are the ones that stand before the Father. That's why it says, I will confess you before my Father. See, no sinner, no unclean thing can stand before the face of the Father, except those who have cleansed themselves by the blood of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. See, your purification comes by putting on the mind of Christ and exercising yourself in the mind of Christ. See, you cannot be purified if you retain the carnal spirit of a man. It's not possible. It will only defile you. It will only corrupt you. Praise God. See, but when we are governed by the Spirit of God, we are purified. Our treasure becomes that in heaven. Praise God. So let us ask God in this hour to strengthen our inner man. Praise God. Strengthen our inner man, oh God. Hallelujah. Those things that, you know, pull me away from you. Those things that drag me away. Hallelujah. Father, take these things away from my life. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Take these things away from my life. Anything that acts as an obstacle in my life, those hurdles, those barriers, Father, lift us up by your Spirit and cause us to overcome these hurdles. Praise God. Let my eyes be single, O God. Strengthen my inner man, O God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, God. So let our meditation daily be on how we can find ourselves among the stars. Our seeking of the Lord daily is not something that is personal. Praise God. We don't seek the glories of men. We don't seek to be approved of men. What we simply seek is our Creator, to be with Him. We seek that security, that loving kindness. Hallelujah. That great salvation that many have sought after all these years. That is what we seek. To be among the seven stars. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those who find themselves among this place are those who experience the power of the ages to come. See, in the powers of ages to come, an example, you see this in Isaiah 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are speaking, I will hear. See it. These are the ones that enter into the realm of the all possible, Everything is possible. Infinite possibilities. Everything is possible. Praise God. It says, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Because these ones are interwoven in the life of God. They live consciously in the life of God. Hallelujah. They stand before the face of their Father with love. These are the ones that, you know, live by faith, by the power of faith. That is what sustains them and keeps them. And what greater peace and joy is there when you know that the Father hears you in all things? What greater joy and security is there? Praise God. Whereby your very thoughts are answered. You don't need to utter words to pray. You don't need to utter words. Your very thoughts are heard by God. And you see fulfillment of all your dreams because you are encompassed in God. Praise God. These are for those who ascend. Those who are worthy to walk in white before the Lord. Or with the Lord as he appears. Those who have put on their light garments. These are the ones that know the shout of joy. They appear as kings upon the earth. These are the ones that have waited on the Lord patiently. And the Lord has now given them the wings of eagles. To fly so that where he is, they may be also. Praise God. So let us together in single-mindedness, let us together seek that presence. Patiently. Putting aside all those things that hinder us. Don't we all have them? Our family squabbles. Hurts and pains. Anger. Disappointment. You know. Thoughts of disappointment. Patiently. By the Spirit, let us put these things aside. Praise God. Jesus understands this. The Spirit understands this. For he has tasted of humanity and he knows the struggle. See, he knows the hurts. He knows the pains. Oh God, hallelujah. Let us leave these things aside. Let us leave these things aside. Pray God. If I'm angry at my brother, if I hate my brother, if I'm bitter, it simply shows that there is still some element of pride in me. It shows that I have not yet understood what it means that without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I am nothing. Praise God, we must come to the place where we realize that we are nothing. We are like a speck of dust without the Lord. So we have no right, we have no life, we have nothing without the Lord. Praise God. Meditate on these things. Nothing. We have no life. We have no power. The very steps we make, the very breath we breathe, we have no power over them. See, we have no power over whether we awake the next morning, whether we live to see the next second. We have no power over that. So let us not be choked with the darkness of the world beneath. But let us patiently losing ourselves, seeking the Lord, seeking the name of the Lord, seeking the presence of God, seeking our Creator, so that we can have our place among the seven stars, where we can shout for joy. Seven stars are also the sons of the morning. Where we can shout for joy. Where we can know true life and glory. Praise God. So Father, strengthen our inner man. Hallelujah. Forgive and forget. Let us forget the past and walk into a new day, a new era, by faith. Hallelujah. Give us that compassion, that mercy, that love that Jesus had. When he says, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they are doing. Teach us to forgive and move forward. Because when we hold things in our hearts, it only denies us access to the Father, to the presence of God. It denies us, you know, our inheritance. Among the seven stars. Thank you, God, for your spirit in this hour. Thank you for your goodwill. For your goodwill is that we all shall be among you. We all shall inherit the kingdom. That is the goodwill of God, that all men be saved, that all men rediscover their glory in Christ. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name, O God. Give us that patient heart, Father. A heart that seeks you. Hallelujah. Blind our eyes from vanity. Blind our eyes from foolishness. And let us see true life. Hallelujah. Cause us to comfort, Father. Praise God. Let that power that raised up Jesus from the dead, let that power, you know, work in us and pull us out of the miry clay so that we can sing before your presence. True liberty. True joy. Thank you, God. Amen.